Thank you. the back of Egypt. And I love Jacob's answer. He simply says, don't eat. Don't eat. Very simple, very caring, very supportive. Don't eat. Now think of him. Now here's ahead what Moses is about to face. Standing before Pharaoh, but he rejected. Tempting. God listens to the praise 10 plagues and still being rejected. And then he thinks further ahead where Moses is being chased down by Pharaoh's army and driven into the Red Sea. And then further on where they then let go and the people become stubborn and rebellious and they complain and they get to the point that they want to go back to Egypt. With all that awaiting Moses, will he experience any of this where it's going? Every male among you shall be circumcised. that moment, that when Jesus had finished marking for the summer community for circumcision, and Moses had to serve the God of Abraham, that he had a covenant obligation to circumcise his son. And not what happened, just a few chapters from now, chapter 12 affected all of the male of the Jewish male back in Egypt, not that they let go, every one of those males would be required to be circumcised. It was very vital that Moses obey the obligation of God's covenant to keep the commandments. And according to God, Moses was going to take a single step further to the ministry. Therefore, recognize the problem and keep justice. And now we get on with the mission. And this chapter concludes with God speaking to Moses' brother Aaron. He says, go to meet Moses in the room. You know, from the text. So Aaron left Egypt and headed along the same route that Moses had traveled 40 years earlier. And the two brothers connect along the way. Moses took Aaron and all that God had instructed him to do and told him about the coming years of his life. And I was always wondering what Aaron thought of all this. And he took this. And I'm not going to give him any chance to detect the most reaction of the Moses said to him. But we're going back to Egypt and to live God's people from 400 years of honor. What? Jesus? And he's poor? And his little virtue? And his conscience? You see, Aaron doesn't have a burning bush experience. He didn't hear the voice of God speaking from the Lord. He just met his long lost brother on some dusty trail in the desert. You don't have to be conscious. So he did. And what did he do with it? They broke him up. Again, the text doesn't tell us that Moses actually showed Aaron the staff turning into the thing, the hand turning into the leopard. It just says that Moses told Aaron about this thing. So this was Aaron's moment. This man believed without sin. This man obeyed without sin. God must have given them something in mind himself. He went to Egypt and he went to speak to the elders of the nation. The Israelites needed them in order to perform the signs and cover the people. And they believed. And they bound them in the church of God. And they did that. Several of them. So Moses, the man, rises up to be the deliverer that God has called him to be. He's gone from an excuse and a result. He's gone to the deliverer. He's gone to the maybe you have those occasional Moses moments in our life. Maybe every once in a while we come to a crossroads, a major decision, a turning point in our life. We have to see, do I trust God or not? Do I obey God or not? No matter the consequence, do I do what God is trying to do? How do you live the first second of the moment you offer yesterday? Someday. The room to leave behind is the room, the company, the station, the good program that God has given you. You've had some Lord's moments in your life. You have to live more of those than you've been with you. Do you see the marriage that first happened to you? Or how does moral compass more follow? How you respond in the world that goes this way, not this and that way. Will you live this day, a holy, passionate one? Will you live boldly for